Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is Paul Hawksby
and Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Andy's nap featured this afternoon, his top betting tip.
Yeah, some fantastic greyhound racing commentary, you'll hear that.
Yeah, that's but you can't wait. We had some fine comedians good. In, a new name to us, first time he'd been in, but it won't be the last. He was on good form, as you hear. Daniel Sofaluca has just won the Leicester Comedy Festival prize. Two seasoned old hands, David Alfie Ward and Carl Donnelly, both Spurs fans, came in to tell us that they're doing a gig in Amsterdam before the Spurs' second leg, and they were on good form. And you'll hear all of that, plus the clips of the month.
Having Lionel Messi in your team is basically an unfair advantage. I've decided it's almost like cheating. It is. He's so much better than anybody else. So I've written to UEFA. I've come up with a great idea.
Yeah.
There should be a handicap system, a bit like a jockey's saddle, basically. You put weights in his shorts and his shin pads.
That's a nice idea.
I reckon about a stone should do it.
Yeah, that
so he'd have to carry a stone extra.
That would slow him down.
Well, I think so.
It's not his fault he's that great, though, is it, really?
No. I must say, it was a terrific game. I really enjoyed the game, but I hate the way the whole Barca team, led by Messi, you should say, systematically target the ref. They just, every decision, they were in his ear, weren't they? In his face.
They're not alone. I mean,
yeah, but particularly last night, that triple roll, he's better than that, Messi. You know, Milner hardly touches him and he rolls over and as he spins around, he comes up holding the imaginary yellow card. You think, come on, mate, you're better than
it's
that.
It's clearly a passport to glory because Juve are kings of that as well. They, they hunt in packs around referees, they get under, they dive in a lot, they go down easily to win free kicks. I mean, you know, look at, they're quite successful sides. Maybe we're the ones who are getting it wrong. The Corinthian spirit clubs.
Yes, probably, yeah. But I thought Liverpool were pretty unlucky, really.
Yeah, of course.
It said 3-0, but it could have been 3-3. It should have been 3-3. And you've been banging on about, you know, being clinical. And it is the difference. It's, you know, they
especially
get a chance, they
home.
Score. You
yeah.
know, there weren't half chances. There were three golden opportunities that Liverpool spurned last
I'm
night.
I'm surprised. Didn't you think that... I thought VAR might have had a closer look at the Mane penalty.
Yeah, me too.
Chance
what
on.
About VAR for penalty
yeah.
appeal?
Why
What's
did...
the point of it? I think because the play went on quite a bit and then... I don't know.
But he was knocked off balance. I've seen him given, as they say, so I'm surprised they didn't make a bit more of it at the time.
No, I agree with you. Yeah. I got quite annoyed with that blackbird flying across the screen. Did you notice it?
Yeah, yeah.
Really annoying, wasn't it? They do something about it. Can't they shoot it? Oh, no, you're not allowed to do that now.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you're not allowed to do now. Oh, you can't do that anymore, can you?
Well, Selena Scott would want to shoot it, but that's another whole matter.
What
was that? No, she's written to the Times today about
it. Oh, okay, blimey, you've got to give us a clue. You can't just sling that in there.
I thought people
Selena
would be
Scott
so,
wants to
I'm so zeitgeisty, I expect people to know what I'm talking about.
Like Selena Scott, the former Breakfast Show presenter, is wandering around with a kind of air rifle.
She's formed a wetlands in her area where she lives.
Has she really? What are you, Roy Hudd?
No.
What sort of material are you doing now? She's formed a wetlands in her area.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, go on then.
And she's upset that the new rules about not being able to shoot crows is it means that the birds that she's trying to rear are prey, to the Crows.
Oh, okay.
It's quite complicated, really.
That was the title of your first album, Pray to the Crows,
very
wasn't
much
it?
So. Very can good. I get back to football?
Go on then, I think you better. Yeah, goodness sake. Do you want to get back to racing? Because then we have Andy's nap. This is the horse you shouldn't go anywhere near every day. And what you're on the 155 in red car, is it that right?
Yeah, I haven't looked at any of the horses, I haven't picked a number yet. I'm waiting for you to give me the rundown on the names.
Yeah.
Whichever chimes, that's the one I'm going for.
Okay. Jackadobro. You interested in Jackadobro? Does that chime as
possible.
A name?
He was my late dad. He was Jack.
He was Jack, wasn't he? So, Six Gun. Possible. Would you go with Six Gun? Selena, obviously Scotch, she'd be on that one, on her crow hunting.
Dedicated to my stomach.
yeah, of course. So bear that one in mind. Frida Kahlo. She's running, heavy of eyebrow.
Yeah, she is.
Are you a fan of her work?
Well, I do like the
Gold Venture
by Frida.
Gold Venture, you got a Gold Venture on the go at the moment?
No, I'm going with Frida or Jack.
Oh, this isn't bad considering the amount of powders and various things you have in what's in Andy's bag. Hypochondriac is the horse number five in this race.
That's very much
you and the missus would love that, wouldn't you? Is she the one? Is she the one? That's the next horse, number six. No, not sure about that.
Oh, sorry, I got deflected there.
Is she the one?
Where's my cup?
We'll find your cup.
Don't
be stuck. Is she the one, Andy? Concentrate.
No.
Okay. She's a diamond?
No.
No, okay. Tiny Titan. Is that what the people used to call you at school?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what I like to think of the producer as
and
the Tiny Titan.
Vodka Dawn. I mean, you did like your vodka in... you got a bit punchy when we were in Russia.
One more for Dawn Neeson, I would have said.
Yeah, OK, so that's it, really. Is anything... What really took your eye
I'm
there?
Going with one dedicated to my late dad, Jackadobro.
Jackadobro, OK, good. Well, that's number one. So it's the Racing TV Club Day Here Today Selling Stakes, the beauty and the majesty of that particular race.
Oh, we're talking of great races.
Yeah.
At the 8:59 from Sunderland last night. What a race on Channel 431. And I actually taped the commentary because it was so fantastically enthusiastic.
Yeah.
But I defy you to understand. Have we got this, John?
We have, yeah.
I defy you to understand even one word that this commentator is saying. Bear in mind, the racing is at Sunderland and obviously the commentator is from the northeast.
Okay.
But even so, have a listen.
Okay.
Quick here, Kelapalatu from the back. Havanagor still got five lengths being up, time running out. The white's been swapped. Kelapalatu in a white shout. Kelapalatu wins it. Time a second. Clunamon Major involved with Quick here. Havanagor just plugged on far too late. Five winner and a foot off for second.
What?
It's a bit echoey because it's recorded on your phone.
Yeah, but
it,
I love
really?
The bit when he crosses the lines. He goes, oh, da, 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 shout! What are we talking about? Fantastic.
Yeah, Bruce Millington from the Racing Post is quite taken with the fact that at last you have found RPG TV.
Yeah,
he's quite.
Well, it's
quite
good,
chuffed.
Isn't it? Because the 8:46. Well, the 8:46 from Peterborough was great. One beat two from five. Was the favourite.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't
so, anyway,
beat
if
it.
You want to keep away from Andy's tip in the 155 at Redcar, it's Jackadobro, J A K O Dobro. So, anything else?
Well, I can do.
Yeah, go on then.
Common Speaker John Bercow has admitted he may quit before July. Can I have his free tickets for Wimbledon? he goes every day. He won't get them now, will he, if he's not the speaker?
No, that's very true. So that's true.
I'll have those.
That's good.
And the actor who plays D.S. Arnott, Martin Compston, he played football to a pretty decent level, actually. He played for Morton. Did you see this?
Yeah.
In the Scottish Second Division.
I did see that, yeah.
He was a very disciplined winger, actually.
Was he really?
He played on the touchline of duty.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Blimey.
I was hoping not to use that.
Whoa. I wish you hadn't.
Never mind Bert Troutman.
Yeah.
Let's salute Siobhan O'Keefe.
Mm.
What an amazing story. This is in The Sun this morning. This woman ran two-thirds of the London Marathon with a broken ankle. I mean,
you
look at the x-ray and you go, you could not have run 18 miles on that. She finished in 6 hours and 14 minutes and was determined to carry on. She raised $6,000 for children with cancer, which was tremendous. And she said the pain was unbearable, but I didn't want to let anyone down. It seems incredible that she could do that, but she did.
Got through on adrenaline, she said, didn't she?
Yeah, but adrenaline will last you so long.
Yeah.
18 miles of adrenaline.
Which was the title of your second album.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, it's tremendous. Well
Which
done
was a bit more of a country flavour.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Leicester Mercury Comedian of the Year Award, pretty coveted. Some top people have won. It's 25 years old. And the latest winner joins us in the studio now. Chelsea supporter, and he'll be delighted at that, of course. Yeah. Daniel Sofaluke. Daniel, good to see you.
It's good to be here. It's so weird because I recognise your voices, but I don't even know what you look like.
Good faces
so
for the radio, you're desperate to say, aren't
that's
you?
That's why you've never seen our faces.
Exactly.
So congratulations.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. So what was the kind of route in the comedy? How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it for like 4 or 5 years. Mm. I moved up to Manchester. I'm a Londoner.
Yeah.
I moved up to Manchester. And one of the things I thought, I didn't want to just be going to work and not doing anything outside. I didn't know if I would know anyone.
Yeah.
So I kind of signed up to a couple of courses. I signed up to like a horse riding course. Because I just thought like, I don't know, there's a lot of grass up there. I thought, you know, I've always liked that cowboy stuff. So yeah. I don't know.
Good theory.
I signed up to an acting course and then a comedy course. Because people are telling, you know, when people tell you you're funny, but it's almost like, are they trying to set me up just so I can go and do some comedy and then fail?
Hmm.
But yeah, I did the comedy course. I was the best there. And the rest is history, I guess.
Because it's one thing being funny with your mates. That's
right.
That's one thing.
Right.
You know, where you can say what you like, do what you like.
Yeah.
But actually, you know, people paying to see you and then entertaining. That's
it's a
another
new level.
Matter.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, I think a lot of people can do it, but it's the confidence. It's not a natural thing being on stage.
No.
With people expecting you to make them laugh.
Mm.
But I had, do you know what was funny? In my first initial gigs, I had the confidence because I just thought it was easy. It was only onto the third gig where I died hard when it all went. I had to build it back up piece by piece.
Mm. Yeah, it's that's often the way, though, isn't it? The amount of comedians that come in and say, first gig was great. I absolutely stormed it. I thought, yeah, wow, this is a joy. But then somewhere, for whatever reason, you can never work out the dynamic of why you're stiff one evening
and
when
then,
you least expect it.
I don't know. I thought I had it figured out. I thought I was the new Chris Rock already after my second gig. So basically what happened was I did the comedy course at the end. There's like a little, everyone brings their friends and family. And so they're a nice audience anyway because everybody wants you to win.
Sure.
Yeah,
so I didn't count that. I thought I've got to go out into the real world and do it. And I went out into the real world. I did like an open mic. And then I was amazing. I killed it. And so someone saw me there. And this is Manchester. And it was a black comedy night going on in the Comedy Store in Manchester.
Mm.
It was the birthday celebration. So it was 400 people. This is my third gig, by the way.
Yeah.
But I think because I did so well, people thought I'd been going for longer. So someone saw me there and they got in contact with this guy that runs this gig in Manchester. It's the birthday celebration. Just to kind of give you kind of some context to it. Because it's the birthday one. It happens every single 2 months. Everyone that goes started to vote for the best acts they've seen. So on that night, it was the best acts they've seen for the past year.
Yeah.
And me, who had been doing it for, this is my third gig. He's been doing it for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But in my head, I've got this because I've completed comedy.
Yeah.
So I said, yeah. And then they asked me like questions like, how long can you do? I was like, can you do 20 minutes? I was like, yeah, I could only do 10 in my head.
Yeah.
Now I realize I couldn't even do 10 then. I just had the confidence. You need the confidence.
Yeah, sure.
So I go and do that night. It's Manchester Comedy Store. It's all black people. And they're my crowd, right? Because I got you guys might not know, but I'm black, right? But they're my crowd. And so I was just confident. But at that point, I kind of read some comedy books and they told me that no one wants to like hear happy things. They want to hear negative opinions.
Mm.
And I was thinking, because this is a Manchester crowd, let me write something about Manchester. But my formula then was to take anything and do a negative opinion about it.
Yeah.
So for some reason in my head, it made sense to write a whole set about being negative about Manchester. Londoner being negative about Manchester, yes. Right?
I can see why maybe it didn't work out.
I couldn't see it, but you've got that perspective. But So I think just the kind of whole, I went into the green room. Do you know like those mirrors with the bulbs around it?
Yeah,
this was proper showbiz.
Yeah. Sure.
Like I've been doing
Sunset Boulevard was
right.
He was sitting there.
Basically like.
Yeah, yeah.
But apart from that, actually seeing people on TV, because the green room had like a couple of famous comedians there. And then they didn't know who I was. So they kind of asked me how long I've been doing it. And when I said, this is my third gig, basically, I saw one of their eyes go, ooh, like, what's going to happen? Like, so that kind of nervousness kind of knocked my confidence. Don't forget, at this point, I had all the confidence in the world. But the occasion started to get to me.
But a good learning curve, I would say. You know,
how do you know it went bad?
You said it was a nightmare.
You said it was terrible.
They were laughing, but I guess at me rather than at my jokes. At one point, it started kind of pantomiming when I started to do the jokes about Manchester. That was bad.
Mm.
But then it just got worse, and then my mouth started to dry up.
Oh. But you went back. Right. That's the key, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, that is the key. Because there's probably people at that time who've gone, nah, this is not for me.
Right.
Well, look at me. My first and only comedy gig at the Comedy Store.
Yeah. Did you do King Kong?
People threw things at me. And that was wow. Left.
They actually, yeah, you and a comedy partner and stuff.
So oh, really?
Absolute disaster. And yeah. I never did it again. It was the most horrendous experience.
Can we not tempt you back, Andy?
No, tempt you back. I'm not funny, but it's a really difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
So where do you see it going? I'm presuming you want to do.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
It's like interview question.
It's like an interview.
Well, are you? Give me a job here.
You're a Chelsea fan, aren't you?
I'm a Chelsea fan.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why I got into comedy is just because I thought maybe it could be a route into football analysis and just talking about football. But I'm a Chelsea fan. I wanted to. My local club is Millwall. I wanted to support Millwall. They wouldn't let me. For kind of obvious reasons. But then I went to the next club, I guess, that is known for that. But I've been Chelsea supporter since like the Glenn Hoddle kind of era.
Oh, okay.
So I've got my top.
That's been kind of the
glory. You've had plenty of good years, haven't you?
Yeah. I supported Chelsea because I didn't. My brother supports Aston Villa.
Is it your Birmingham family?
No,
or
they were born in London. He's just random. And he was just saying, don't be a glory hunter. Pick someone that's not Man United, Arsenal, Liverpool. And so I picked Chelsea, and it's one of the best decisions I've made.
They brought out a new kit for next season. I don't know if you've seen it.
I've seen it. Oh. And not many people are happy. I don't like our night kits. All of the night kits have been bland, but this one particularly.
This one's awful.
It's got squiggles on it, hasn't it?
I don't get that they, you know, I don't understand how you could produce a kit. I don't know how you could sign off on a kit.
Exactly.
Like that.
One person might have that idea, but it's got to go through multiple people signing off on it.
Fans want a traditional.
Yeah.
What they want is a stylish variation on the traditional club kit.
How do you mess it up? It's so simple to do, right? The only thing is, I think I've seen that old kit. Like, do you remember Amiga, when we had Amiga?
Mm.
I think it's based on that. So we had like an old kit with blue and a kind of dark squiggles.
Yeah, I think that's the one hanging up in the meeting room.
My experience of it, I worked at Chelsea for a while, and they changed kits in that period, and they come up with a bunch of different designs that they run past the hierarchy at the club. And they do care, but there's only a finite amount of, when they've paid the sort of money that the kit companies have paid, there's only a certain amount. They won't keep going back to the drawing board.
I was in the fashion business for a long time, and I'm telling you, that's, people will only buy that kit because it's the club kit.
I think they work on that basis, if
that was a shirt,
that would be
shop.
A sticker.
It wouldn't
absolute
sell.
Sticker. You wouldn't sell one of them.
That'd be in the sale, would it? In the summer sale.
Absolutely. You'd be punting them out.
Do you know what I
sale.
Think it is? Do you guys remember the Nigeria kit from the World Cup?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
And it was like flashy. I think they thought, okay, let's try to make a Chelsea kit with a little bit more extra to it designs, and they've just gone wrong.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey.
They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Casualty star Jane Hazelgrove. I'm sorry.
Hazelgrove.
One of the
Holby Hart Hazelgrove.
It's to return to Corrie after 34 years.
Yes.
The 50-year-old actress, best known as paramedic Kathleen Dixie Dixon, in the BBC hospital drama, will play Gemma Winter's estranged mum, Bernie.
Bernie Winters?
Exactly. I don't know who's playing Mike and Schnorbitz with they lined up. That's incredible, isn't it? Mm. That must be a sort of writer's joke, isn't it, surely?
That was the ultimate terrible heckle to Mike and Bernie Winters. I think it was a Glasgow Empire must have heard this story.
Yeah, go and remind me.
They play the Glasgow Empire and they're not going down incredibly well, and I think Bernie may have come out first and done his thing, and then Mike wandered on. They were two brothers, comedians, for anybody under.
They were kind of ITV's version of Morecambe and Wise.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And they,
if you don't know who they are, you've got to Google
and
it.
Some bloke in the crowd shouted, and when his brother came out, some bloke shouted, "Oh, God, there's two of them!" it's quite savage, that, isn't it?
It is a bit harsh.
It must be tough to recover. My mate up in Liverpool when saw a comedian once in a club near where he worked. And this lab wasn't going fantastically well. And of course, he did that thing. He said, "You know, my dentist is a funny fella." And that's quick. Just said, "Well, get off, mate, and get him on there."
Get him on,
yeah. It's, where did you come back from there?
You can't.
Yeah.
And previewing tonight's game in the Sun, it was quite interesting, this, because they said that it's not guaranteed that Chelsea will finish in the top four if this scenario happens.
Yeah.
You think, oh, well, that's a bit worrying. Yeah, What's the scenario? This is the scenario. If Manchester United finish third, Tottenham finish fifth, yet win the Champions League.
That's right, yeah.
And Arsenal win the Europa League, fourth place will get Chelsea back in the Europa League.
Yes.
That's right, so they'll be back.
Get you in the Europa
League. That's right, so you'd finish fourth, but you'd end up back in the Europa League.
I'm tempted to say, see how you like it, but been in that situation. But it's unlikely, but it's possible, Andy.
It's possible.
All those permutations
extremely unlikely. I think Tottenham can go through in the Champions League.
Are you trying to say you wouldn't fancy them against a rampant Barcelona side?
Not earthly.
Well, we took our chances. I mean, I think you proved last night you can create against Barcelona, but you have to be clinical, which Liverpool generally are. It's just that last night they weren't, which may be to their cost. But, you know, it's not like you can't get near the goal. You will have your moments. You've just got to be clinical, like against all good sides. Yeah. That's it. Look, I'm not making a case for it. No. I've watched us play Barcelona, and it was quite a tough watch, to be honest.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
In a one-off final, when they're determined,
long way.
But you never know. You've got to play the game. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Mo Farah will not run the marathon at this autumn's World Championships.
Okay.
And he said, increasing the chances of a return to the track. The four-time Olympic champ, 36, admitted, "I missed the track." And I'm not surprised. His coach was saying, "Oh, no, he can catch the other fellow who won it on Sunday," thinking, well, he was 3 minutes behind him. He's not likely to. And if you're used to winning, if you're a double gold champion, you know, and world champion like he is on the track, well, why would you want to run around for 26 miles to come fifth? There's no point, is there? I mean, either go back to the track and do it, or if you're not, then you should retire. That's what I think.
The other fellow, what won it, was, of course, Eliud Kipchoge, one of the greatest of all time.
Well, you know.
Oh, as he's known in these parts, the other bloke, what won it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. And in striker, it's always been, quite an eventful week.
Yeah. Is this in the comic strip in the Sun?
Comic strip in the Sun.
Right.
Now, two of the owners, I was telling you yesterday, two of the owners.
It's great you keep us abreast of it.
The World League, they've been killed now.
Oh, no.
But it's sort of to do with Nick Jarvis, but not. And he's saying to his wife...
You need a working knowledge of this and Nick Jarvis, really, for any of this to make sense.
He's like the Roy Race.
Oh, the Roy Race,
You know, he's the star of the strip.
Of course he is,
He says, "We've nothing to feel guilty about," to his wife. "Their deaths mean we don't need to live in fear anymore. And we can make the World League the success it deserves to be." No, it doesn't. Go back to the Premier Premier League. The World League is rubbish.
The stuff you get worried about, Andy, I mean, it's not real. It's a comic strip. You shouldn't let it bother you. You get angry about it. I did love that.
I do want to hear that greyhound racing commentator again, because we asked you if you could recognise one word, but nobody's been able to identify.
Well, I'm shut, you know. I mean, it's a bit of a sort of shonky recording off your phone. That doesn't help. I think in quality,
no,
you might
that was
able
the
to.
Quality.
Do you want to hear it again?
I do, yeah.
Okay, let's hear it again. This is Andy has...
It's the 8.59 from Sunderland.
It's the 8.59 from Sunderland. Andy has got a bit obsessed with this dog racing website. Here it is.
Oh, channel. 431.
Channel. Okay, 431. Here we go.
Quick here. Keller Connor due from the back. Havadigal still got 5 lengths being up. Time running out. The white's been swapped. Keller Connor due now. White shouts. Keller Connor due wins it. Time for second. Clunamon Major involved with Quick Kiev. Havadigal just plugged on far too late. 5 winner and a footer for second.
I heard far too late in there.
At one point, I'm sure he says the wife's been swapped.
No, the white. He says the white's been swamped.
I thought he said the wife's been swapped. The white's been swapped.
Because the white is the dog wearing the white jacket.
Yeah, I'm with you, yeah. Sorry,
and,
yeah.
But it's that bit when they cross the line when he goes, shout! I think, what?
Let it all out.
I do anyway, like it, though. It's good
should
fun.
We bring you the clips of the month? For,
yes, please do.
For, yeah, for April. Let's do that, yeah. And we'll have a winner before 4 o'clock this afternoon because what we'll do is we'll have a couple of semi-finals and a final on Twitter.
We're so sport.
At TSHNJ, T-S-H-A-N-D-J. Very shortly, our top team will put up the options once you've heard them. Vote in the semi-finals, then vote in the final. And just before 4 o'clock, when Adrian and Goffey join us, we'll bring you the winner of the Clips of the Month for April. And where should we kick off, Andy?
We kick off with Mike Parry revealing his youthful ambitions.
I thought, I want to, A, I want to start earning a living, B, I want to do something productive, and B, I'm smarter than the average bear.
Clearly not, because you never got to see, did you really?
No, not really.
On to our old mate Beaky, and we're guessing Arsenal wouldn't be his specialist subject on Mastermind.
They make two changes. Lino keeps his place in goal. Then across the back, it's the same. Mustafi, Socrates and Nacho Monreal. And then Mohamed Elneny coming in for Aaron Ramsey. And Matteo Guendouzo keeping his place in the midfield.
Sorry, I like Guendouzo. He's very good, isn't he? Sorry, isn't Beaky. It can happen to all of us.
Well, yeah, it does.
What's next, Andy?
It's commentator Nigel Pearson, who seems strangely reluctant to say the word glass.
Cristiano Ronaldo turns away, wheels away and celebrates with a plastic bottle or a plastic piece of a beer drinking equipment thrown at him for good measure.
Yeah, glass.
It must have been a bet. Can you get through this without saying that Dan's had a bet with him? Don't say the word glass. I'll give you a fiver. To the weekend sports breakfast now, where Georgie Bingham is discussing a Manchester City legend.
This morning, I was quite keen to get our next guest on because the film The Keeper is out and tells the story of the wonderful Bert Krautmann.
A little bit of a slip of the tongue there, really. Slip of the
Freudian
tongue. A bit old school.
What can you do?
So, what's next?
Now I'm first. Listen.
No, not now I'm first. Do you? Yeah. Now I'm first. Listen.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's great.
They could have done some commas here. Yeah, I'll give you.
Now I'm first.
Who's
listen.
On first, Andy? No,
don't worry about it.
Okay.
Now I'm first. Listen. This clip does sound a bit odd, but when you consider that the sports bar airs around bedtime.
Yeah.
Alan is first up. Alan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, Al. How are you?
I'm good. Can I have a story, please?
Yeah, once upon a time, Alan, there were three bears. I mean, yeah, he just wants a story. He's tired. He wants to drift off.
What went on there?
That's right. And finally, this is Mike Parry and Danny Kelly discussing a literary classic.
Wasn't Whitby where Dracula landed?
Whitby was where Dracula landed. What's his name? Stan Broker.
Good old Stan Broker.
Stan
Broker, the author of Dracula. So, what do you like? Mike Parry, A, B and B. B, he began through the Arsenal team. Beer drinking equipment from Nigel Pearson. Interesting pronunciation of a Man City legend by Georgie. The bloke wanted a story on the sports bar, or Mr. Parry and Stan Broker. A convoluted series of semi-finals are now available on TSHNJ, says our
producer.
Well,
it's difficult because there's six.
Yeah, and we'll bring you the final. So go and vote in the two semis, bring you the final, and a winner with Adrian and Goffey just before 4
He's
o'clock.
Like Infantino. He just wants to keep adding clips in because it makes it more complicated.
That's right, yeah. He wants a much, much bigger competition. But there we are. There's the clips of the month. Clips of the week return tomorrow at 3:30.
Now, Flash has been in touch, as has Tony, and they say the gentleman commentating there is Mark Cranston. Mark is the local commentator at Sunderland and Newcastle Dogs. A very excitable lad and a top man.
Oh, no, he's great.
Yes, yeah, good
I love
commentary.
The enthusiasm. Yeah, I love the whole channel. Honestly, the presentation is really fun.
We'll get Mark on, I think, if we can. And he can tell us whether he did say, the wife's been swapped.
He can take it through word by word.
Yeah, he can translate for us.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Spurs played a second leg of their Champions League semi-final against Ajax next week in Amsterdam, and two Spurs supporting comedians will be there gigging earlier on in the day, and they are David Alfie Ward and Carl Donnelly. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
You.
How you doing? All right.
So, how did this come about then, this pre-match gig?
This was all the idea of David Alfie Ward next to me. Really? I was in Australia and got a message, and he'd come up with a cunning plan.
Well, me and Carl know each other from the Fighting Cock podcast, which we feature on quite regularly, which is a Spurs supporting podcast for anyone listening out there. And I know the guy that owns a comedy club in Amsterdam.
Right.
So I messaged him and I said, listen, we're going to be out there anyway for the game. Nobody's going to be in the club at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Wednesday. How about we do a show? And he said, yeah, it's a good idea. I messaged Carl, said, do you fancy this? And lo and behold, it's actually happening.
Like, and presumably fans who are there, the Spurs fans, and they'll be en masse, can come to the club.
That's the idea. Yeah, so we can meet there, and then probably after the show, head out to some square somewhere, some pub, and you know, enjoy the day.
What an idea.
How big a room is it, David?
It only holds
20,000.
When you say a comedy club,
it's the only way we could get a ticket to the game. We're just doing a pre-match. We're doing the halftime show. It's a small comedy club, about 100, 120. Yeah. We've got 100 tickets on sale, and we've already sold 70.
That's good.
So, if anyone's listening,
how long's the show? Are you going to do an hour and you going to do an hour or less?
I'll probably do about half hour, 40 minutes.
Let's
not push our luck.
Obviously.
With 100 drunk football fans.
But yeah, you know, you're not a couple of Arsenal fans doing it. I think people will be on your side when you get up there. And I'm sure you'll do a bit of Spurs related material, won't you? Have you been trying to think of any Spurs related gags? Well, you don't have to do them now. I don't blow it. But,
I've got a few routines I've told on stage in the past about like football related events in my life, so I might sort of dust them off. Tell them to get their tracksuits off.
I could just change my ex-girlfriend's name to Spurs, and then bang, you've got it.
But Carling with sponsoring the Premier League years ago, they used to put on these comedy nights, and that's some really good people. Mate Kevin Day used to do them and stuff, and you know, kind of football themed evenings. But it can be a pretty rich scene if you've got a kind of like-minded crowd in there. Everybody can buy into all the tropes and stuff. So I think you should go down a storm, I think.
I think it'll be really good. We're going to play some like Chaz and Dave and Can't Smile Without You and all that before the game. So get everyone in the mood. I think it would just be a good meeting point for everyone. We'll have a drink, we'll do a show, and then hopefully go on and... You know, there's a small matter of a second leg as well.
So. How long have you been in Australia, Carl?
I've been there for 7 weeks. Got back 2 days ago.
You wonder what... from afar, you were watching all these results go pear-shaped.
I was. And as I was telling David earlier, I managed to book my flight to Amsterdam for the wrong day due to my laptop changing to Australia time.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, please buy them last 30 tickets because I bought a non-refundable ticket.
Right. Oh, no.
Oh, brilliant. I'd say, knowing Paul with all these years I have, I'd say, I mean, he always has very, even in this great period that you've had this last 3 years, he has kind of low expectations. He always thinks somehow it will go wrong.
It's in the DNA, isn't it?
It is in the DNA. I was going to ask you that. Do you share that?
Whenever anything goes right as a Spurs fan, you ultimately look to a darker time and you think, oh, this isn't going
to
last.
So if you're 2-0 up to Barcelona, say, in the final, it'll be 5 minutes gone, Spurs go 2-0 up against Barcelona in the final, they get there, and we'll all be going, it's too early. We've just annoyed them. How did you do that, Sonny? You've annoyed them now.
I remember when New Year's Day, when we beat Chelsea 5-3 about 5 years ago, four years ago.
I was
in Rome with my ex-girlfriend, and I remember when Tottenham scored the fifth, she turned around, and there was about 5 minutes ago at that time, she went, well, it's done, you've won. I said, don't you say that, because it's not won.
At 5-3, I was thinking, I only need one more in a couple of minutes.
Maybe all
football fans are a bit like that, but I think
there's an element of that, but I think Spurs particularly fans.
I mean, how are you feeling then,
Carl, about the second leg, based on what you saw in the first one?
I feel better about it than I did about the first, just because Sissoko's back, who's obviously best player in the world,
yeah,
on current form, which is based on the last 30 minutes of the last match,
yeah.
and Son's back. I think we missed him so much. We've not got exactly the most lethal strike force when Harry Kane and Son are out, to be honest. I mean, Llorente and Janssen knocking about out back, doing some sweeping.
Because they're such a high energy team, and those players have got that, and you need that. Because you could see with Danny Rose, he could match up to them. You're going to have to produce a lot of that to, you know.
Yeah, and Sissoko, genuinely, I know it's sort of, you know, he has had an amazing season, but he changes everything. He's just got so much energy and bursts forward rather than passing it backwards and sideways, which is such a Spurs
thing. You saw that against West Ham the other day. There's that old line, that football term, transition, but it's absolutely true. He can just, we haven't got anybody else that can move the ball that quickly.
No,
really.
Winks, we miss Winks because he at least sort of calms it down in midfield and move it forward rather than, you watch like Wanyama, Dyer, they're great defensive midfielders.
Different sorts of players.
They love a back pass, don't they?
They all, though, when they come in, have something about it. It's Poch, it's the Poch factor. I mean, in Wanyama, play, you know, wasn't doing well, but in these last few games, He's not been too bad.
He managed to get a tune out of him to an extent.
It's interesting, though, because Liverpool, I think everyone would say Liverpool played really well last night, and they're basically out of it. And Spurs basically stunk the joint out.
Well, it's first half, certainly. You know? Yeah, first half.
And they're still in with a chance.
Yeah, that's the nature of that scoreline, especially 1-0, like you said. You know what you've got to do, Dave. You've got to get two goals. Even if they score another one, you've still got to get two goals.
It doesn't matter if they score in the first 5 minutes. You've still got to score two.
We've got to score two goals. And any scoreline other than 1-0, we go through. So any win other than
1-0. Yeah, you lose 10-0, we're still going through. Sorry. I don't care what
that's
you say.
That's why I love UEFA. That's right. We lost 10-0, we still went through. It's fantastic. Yeah.
Last time I said David Hay was a welter. Every time I come in, I slip my tongue.
It's okay, it happens.
Wonder as well with Ajax whether they're better away from home. The home games against Madrid and Juve, they kind of drew, but won away, and they won at your place. So we shall see.
Yeah, you can clutch it. They are. I mean, we saw in that first half, boys, the way they moved the ball. They're a very, very good side, aren't they?
Oh, great. I've not seen them play, and they are really...
Oh, no, they're terrific.
They look like Barcelona, like a young Barcelona team. Like
painful
10 years
to say, because I don't like watching any teams dominate Spurs, but they were lovely to watch.
Well, when they scored, you just felt, as a neutral, I thought, blimey, they're in trouble.
It was like the Harlem Globetrotters, so you could hear Sweet George Brown playing in your head, couldn't you, at one point? But anyway, they got back into it, and we live in hope.
So we sort of gammied our way to this point.
Yeah.
Getting through the group was pretty lucky.
Stumbling like an old drunk round by round.
The City match and result, I think there's something in the stars. I've got a good feeling.
I feel Spurs have been like that all season. They've played well in my view, about half a dozen games.
Yeah, you can't think it's really hard to think of any standout
games. I mean, they were brilliant against Chelsea at Wembley, for example, in the league game. And there have been the odd game where they've played brilliantly like that. But generally, even when they've won, they've kind of scraped through.
It does seem odd that they're still where they are. That's true. So, guys, where is this comedy club?
It's at the Comedy Caf in Amsterdam. It's about a 10-minute walk from the Central Station.
Mm-hmm.
The doors open at 1. Show should start about 1:45, 2 o'clock. There's still some tickets if you go to my... Twitter, David Alfie Ward, or it's buy tickets at Tottenham Comedy Nights.
Is it a normal caf, the type of caf you get in Amsterdam? Because at least you get a few laughs.
Yeah, we're loving it.
Unfortunately, it's not.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Just to let you know, top tipster Andy Jacobs in his nap this afternoon got on Jacadobro in the 1:55 at Redcar. And Muggsy in Accrington has told us it was ninth out of nine.
That was Sir Crackers.
Rank last. Rank sorry, Crackers. Right. He had a couple of quid. Don't listen to him. It's the old point of Andy's nap is he hasn't got a chance, as it's proving day after day. Hawksby and Jacobs
John
are on
says
Talk
one
Sport.
Will definitely come off. So.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. Hope you enjoyed that. We return tomorrow when actor Michael Sheen joins us, and he'll be alongside John Motson for the Falls panel. Who would have thought? So until then, have a great evening.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.